The calendar says springtime and it's tax day, but there is no question that it felt like winter across our area first thing this morning, with temperatures in the 20s in many areas. We have rebounded nicely, with highs today running in the 50s to right around 60 degrees. Now, as you are aware, wind direction is always important in forecasting the weather in this part of the country, but arguably it is especially important this time of year. Our general wind direction is from the south-southeast. It means it's coming off the ocean, which is still quite cool. Ocean temperatures are generally in the 40s and 50s, so when we get a wind off the water, it tends to cool us down quite a bit. In western New York, there has been more of a land breeze today, so it's much warmer to our west this afternoon. We've had middle and high clouds in most areas through the day. A few glimpses of sunshine have poked on through, and we've also had a few spits of rain, though it's really not a big deal. Tonight's weather looks to be quiet, with a variably to mostly cloudy sky. Temperatures will drop into the lower 40s for most of us, so it will not be as cold as it was last night. Tomorrow will be a warmer day, with temperatures running in the lower to mid-60s in most areas. A gusty wind will kick up in advance of a cold front that will push in from the northwest. That front will bring a chance for showers, perhaps even a rumble of thunder tomorrow afternoon. The best chance for rain before sunset will be from the Albany area on north and west. There is a continued chance for showers tomorrow night as the front slides to the south. On Wednesday, that front will wash out to our south. We'll have a dry wind from the north. Temperatures will reach into the 50s and 60s under a mainly sunny sky. There will be some more cloudiness south of Albany, as this area will be closer to that weakening front. Warm air will nose back into western New York on Thursday. However, we may be stuck in that cool easterly flow off the ocean. This would hold temperatures in the 50s to around 60. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers likely during the afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm, windy, high in the lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers likely during the afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm, windy, high in the lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, windy, chance of a late shower, high in the middle 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a late shower, possibly a thunderstorm, windy, high in the mid-60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny from the Capital Region on north, partly sunny south, high in the 50s and 60s, mostly cloudy on Thursday with a chance of showers or drizzle, high in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.